on Peches Shemar Aleph. Okay, Toshma. The Tanya B'Seder Olam. The Braisa called Seder Olam, which has the chronology of the Torah. Nisan Shebo Yotzi Yisromi Mitzrayim, B'Arbos HaShochtu Pescheyen. The year that they left Mitzrayim, on the 14th day of Nisan, they shechted Korban Pesach. V'Chamishos or Yotzu, the 15th day they left in the morning. V'Oso Hayom Erev Shabbosoy. And that day was Erev Shabbos. Unlike what we learned before, the other Braisa said that the year they left Mitzrayim was Thursday. Here it says it was Erev Shabbos. Umedereish Yarcha de Nisan, Erev Shabbos. No, what's it called? Nisan Shabbos Yotzi Yisro Mitzrayim Be'arbos HaShokhtu Beschem V'chamishos HaYotzo V'Oso Yom. That day, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was Nisan Shabbos Yotzi Yisro Mitzrayim V'Oso HaYom, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was Erev Shabbos. Midrash Yarcha the Nisan Erev Shabbos, since Rosh Chodesh was on Erev Shabbos, so Resh Yarcha the Iyar Chad B'Shabbos. So Rosh Chodesh Iyar would have been then on Sunday. The Sivan betrayed B'Shabbos. And Sivan would have been on Monday. Kashal Rabbi Yossi. So that goes according to the Rabbanim, that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Monday. And Rabbi Yossi, who holds Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Sunday, it's Kashal. Amar Lechar Rabbi Yossi, Hamani Rabbanim. Rabbi Yossi say the same thing that the Rabbanim said before. There are brises that go according to the Rabbanim, and the brises according to Rabbi Yossi. This brise goes according to the Rabbanim. I also molded there's another opinion. This brise follows that other opinion. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. Toshma, Rabbi Yossi Omer, B'sheni Ola Moshe, V'yored B'shlish, V'yored. So the first day, the Rabban Hashem didn't say anything to Moshe Rabbeinu. On Monday, which was the second day of Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu went up and he came down to the mountain. He went up and the Rabban Hashem told him, Kol Somar LeBeis Yaakov, and that whole parsha, and he came down and told that to the people. B'shlishi, on Tuesday, he also went up, V'yored, and he also came down. B'dalad Yorad, on Wednesday he came down, the Shuvlo Ola, and he didn't go up again until after Matan Torah. So Mar says, Me'achar Shalo Ola, Mehechen Yorad, L'maisa, on Wednesday, if he didn't go up, how did he come down? He was already down. Ela B'revi, Ola V'Yorad, say the same thing. On Wednesday he also went up and came down, and then he stayed down till after Matan Torah. B'chamishi Bonim is Be'ach, V'hikriv Lav Korban. On Thursday, he built a Mizbeach and brought a korban, even though that's mentioned in Mishpatim, after Matan Torah, but really it happened before. B'shishi lo haya lo pnai. And on Friday, there was no time. My lav mishum Torah. Is it not because the Torah was given on Friday? That there was no more time to go up and down and do anything else? Versus lo mishum Torah Shabbos. There was no time because they were preparing for Shabbos, but they didn't get the Torah on Friday. Rashi. So even though this is Rabbi Yossi told the Torah was given on Shabbos, and this Braisa doesn't disagree with that. This Braisa also is true to the fact that Rabbi Yossi told the Torah was given on Shabbos. And even though it says on Friday there was no time, it doesn't mean no time because that was Matan Torah. There was no time because they were preparing for Shabbos. See Rashi. B'gimel Ola, B'sheni Ola Moshe, V'shoma V'yatem Tiyuli Mamleches Kohanim, that whole Parsha, Kol Somer Leves Yaakov, V'yored V'higid. He went down, he told Klal Yisrael what he had heard. The Gimel Ola, the Shoma Hagbola, the Yored, the Higid. On Tuesday he went up, and the Rabban Hashem told him the mitzvah of making a border around the mountain, and he went down and told Klal Yisrael about the mitzvah of Hagbola. B'dalad Yored LaFrisha. On Wednesday he got the mitzvah of Prisha, and he came down to tell them to separate from their wives. The Shuvlo Ola Ad Kabbalas Adibro Sha'alu Kula. And he didn't go up again until Kabbalah Seres HaDibros, when Aaron went up to a certain place, and the Shivim Skenim and Moshe went up to where he went up. Me'achar Shelo Ola Mehechen Yored, right? It says on Wednesday he came down, but it doesn't mention he went up. The Amar B'dalad Yored, Velo Amrat Al Ola. Doesn't say on Wednesday he went up, but just he came down. It doesn't say Ola V'Yored. Ela Ema B'dalad Ola V'Yored, V'Shuvlo Ola. I say, Elamai, you have to change the brice, amend the brice, and put in the word Ola, and then also Yored. V'chamishi bonim mizbeach, yisiva even mizbeach tachas ahar. That he built a mizbeach underneath the har, and even though, again, that's in Mishpatim, that happened before. My lav mishum Torah, it says, Friday there was no time. Lohayalo Pnai Lalos. There's no time for him to go up. Shekiblu Kulan Yachris Adibros. That's what it seems. Because that on Friday, they all got the Aseres Adibros, and Moshe had no time to go up on his own. He was down when they gave the Aseres Adibros. Zemara says, no, he had no time to go up to the mountain because he was busy preparing for Shabbos, but not because the Aseres Adibros were given on Friday. They were given on Shabbos. Okay. Dora Shahu Glilo Aleho Derav Chizda. Right? Amora from the Galil said the following in front of Rav Chizda. Rashi says, Aleho Derav Chizda, Lifnei Rav Chizda, in front of Rav Chizda. This Rav Chizda Yoshev, the Hadarshan Omeid, since Rav Chizda would sit and the Darshan would stand up and say his drasha, Ka'omar Aleho, that means he was on top of him. The Dome Kamosha Omeid Lamala Min HaYoshev, the guy who's standing as if he's standing over the one who's sitting. Brich Rachmana, the Yoiv Urien Klisoi, La'am Klisoi, Al Yedei Klisoi, Biyom Klisoi, Biarcha Klisoi. Right? Baruch Hashem, who gave a Torah that has three parts to it, to a nation that has three parts, through the hands of somebody who was a third, on the third day in the third month. Who does that go according to? According to the Rabbanim, because according to Rabbi Yossi, it was the fourth day from Prisha. And according to the Rabbanim, the Torah was given on the third day from the time they separated from their wives, and therefore this Brisa goes according to, Memra goes according to Rabbi Yossi, according to the Rabbanim. Orient Tlisoi, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. La'am Tlisoi, Kohanim Levi'im V'Yisraelim. Al Yedei Tlisoi, Moshe. Tlisoi Lebet, Miriam Aaron Moshe. Moshe was the third born. B'yom Tlisoi Leprish, on the third day that they separated from their wives. So this goes according to the Rabbanim. There are other Midrashim that had even more things. The threes. Levi is what's it called, three letters. Moshe is three letters also. So there are other threes involved over here. The Marsha explains what's a Maila of three. It says three always represents something, and then something more than that, a Tosefes, and then something that is greater than all of them. It says, what's it called? Torah, Ksuvim were written Baruch HaKodesh. Nevi'im are extra added onto that. They were written what you call B'Nevua. And Torah is Olal Gabehem, that was written Mamish Mipi HaKodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. And similar, all the other ones also. Klal Yisrael have a Mila, Levi'im have a Mila over that, and Kohanim have a Mila even over the other two. And so on, all of the other ones also the same thing. Okay, let's go on. Vayisyatzvu betachti sahar. They stood at the bottom of the mountain. If it meant just at the foot of the mountain, it should have said betacha sahar. Why betachti sahar? Amar avdimi barchama barchasa malamit shekof HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleim sahar kegigish. The Rebbeinu Shem picked up the mountain like a barrel and held it over Klal Yisrael. But Amar lohem, im atem mekavlim haTorah mutav, if you receive the Torah, fine. V'im lav, shom teik v'urashchem. If not, there will be your grades. So he forced them to be mekavl the Torah. Amar avacha bar Yaakov, mikan modor rabba li'oraisa. From here, there is a great excuse that Klal Yisrael could have for not keeping the Torah, because they could say that they were forced. Still, in the time of Achashverosh, they re-accepted the Torah willingly. They authorized, they corroborated, were ma'asher, which is the same problem the other day. What's Isher? What? They affirmed. That's a good word. They affirmed what they were makabel before. Rashi. Tachti Sahar, Tacha Sahar Mamish. Mamish was standing under the mountain, not at the foot of the mountain. Gigis Kuba, Shematilin Boshechar, a barrel which you put the beer into. Modor Rabba, Shim Yasminim Ledin, Lomalo Kiyamtem. If they would be brought to din, why they didn't observe the Torah, Mashiki Baltim Alechem, Yeshvahem Tshuva, Shikiblu Abba Onis. They have an answer. We were forced to accept it. Bimeachash Verish, Me Avas Hanes. Because of the love that was generated by the Nes, that their lives were saved, Shanas Elohim. So they accepted the Torah willingly. So here there's a lot of Torah on this, what exactly the force was. Tosus, first of all, says that they said Nasa V'Nishma, why did they have to be forced? So Tosus says that they had Charota. When they saw all the awesome sights, they started having second thoughts, so they had to be forced. The Medrash Tanchuma says that they were makabel Torah shebichsav with nasa v'nishma. But Torah shebaal peh, when they found out it was Torah shebaal peh, that they had to be forced because of all the tircha of learning Torah shebaal peh. The Maral says that in Echanami, they accepted the Torah willingly, but the Rabban Shem wanted them to know that they really had no choice. So he forced them and told them that if you wouldn't have accepted the Torah, you would have been buried there. I gave you a choice, but the truth is you don't have a choice. Because had you made the other choice, you wouldn't be able to exist. And another Peshat the Maral says that a woman who's married willingly, so she can get divorced. But a woman who is forced, then the halacha is that the man has to marry her, and he can't ever divorce her. So something that happens willingly, you can get out of it. But if something happens by force, then you can never get out of it. So the Rabbanu Shalom wanted to give Klal Yisrael the Torah by force that he could never separate from them. They should be considered like anusim, not like somebody who was married birotzo. The Rashba and other Rishonim ask, the halacha is if you force somebody to sell something and you pay him for it or whatever, so the halacha is that in the end, the gomar umakna, that since he was forced, but in the end, it's a good sale. So why over here, in the end, even though they were forced, but they committed themselves, why wasn't a good commitment? So he says that really, mikra hadin enochinami, even though they were forced, they were still responsible. We see that they were punished for not keeping the Torah, but it was an excuse. If they wanted an excuse, they had some excuse. They could make a mistake to think they had an excuse, which makes the Averas lesser Averas. Others say that, that even though they accepted the Torah, just saying Nasa V'Nishma wasn't really an acceptance. It's only after there was a bris and a shvua, they swore to keep it, was a real acceptance, and that they had to be forced to do, to make it more than just lip service. Okay. But even so, they got tremendous schar for the Nasa V'Nishma too. Omar Chizkiya, my dichsi mishamayim hishmata din, eretz yora v'shakata, right, that from shamayim you let them hear your din, and the land was afraid and quiet. Im yora lama shakta, if it was afraid, why was it quiet? Im shakta lama yora, either it was afraid or it was quiet. Ela betchila yora l'vesov shakta, in the beginning the earth was afraid, and in the end it calmed down. The lama yora, why was it afraid to begin with? Kedresh Lakish. All the other days it doesn't say ha. Yom ha chamishi, it says yom chamishi. Yom revi. Why here does it say yom hashishi? Extra hey. Le melamed shehisna kodesh baruch hu maisa bereshis. V'omar lahem, im Yisrael mekablam ha-Torah atem miskaimim, v'im lav ani machzer eschem l'tov avo. The whole world were hinged on yom hashishi, the shishi v'sivan, which the Torah was given. Klal Yisrael makabel the Torah, then the world will continue to exist. And if not, it would revert back to tohu vavohu. The world couldn't exist without Kabbalah HaTorah. So therefore, the sixth day of creation was dependent on the sixth day of Sivan. And l'chora, this only goes according to the Rabbanan, who say the Torah was given on the sixth day of Sivan. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Torah was given on the seventh day of Sivan. Tosas in Avodah Zorah says, no, even according to Rabbi Yossi, the Torah was supposed to be given from Brias HaOlam on the sixth day of Sivan. Just that Moshe added another day. So the pasuk at Brias HaOlam is right, Yom HaShishi, that the world was dependent on Klal Yisrael accepting the Torah on Shishi B'Sivan, except Moshe Rabbeinu pushed it off an extra day and got one day reprieve for the world too until Klal Yisrael makabel the Torah on the seventh day. But the pasuk is talking before that. That's the way it would have been had Moshe not added another day. Rashi, B'Tchila, Kodim Shomer Yisrael Nasa V'Nishma. And another thing also, the force doesn't really literally mean that the Rabbanu Shalom picked up the mountain. But it means because of the awesome experiences and all the miracles that happened, right, open miracles, they had no choice. They were forced to accept the Torah. In the time of Achashverosh, everything was hidden miracles. So they had a tremendous love for those hidden miracles. They accepted it baratzo. And also others say also, it doesn't say, kan tehek furashem, if you don't accept the Torah, you're going to be buried here, but shom tehek furashem. Wherever in history you won't accept the Torah, that's where you'll find your kvura. That's shom teik furasa. Yira shema lo yikablua. The earth was afraid that if Klal Yisrael wouldn't accept the Torah, v'yavsur ha'olam l'tov avo, k'reish lakish, then the world would go back to tov avo. Well, the v'sof k'shib kiblua, and after they received it, they accepted it,
Right, then the earth calmed down. Yom Hashishi, Maishno the Siv Hey, Biyom Gmar Maisa Bereshis. Why here is it saying Hey on Yom Hashishi when all the other days only says Yom Chamishi, Yom Revi? Malamit Shehisna Hashishi, Mashma Hashishi Amayuchad, B'Mokom Acher. This sixth, which is known somewhere else, Hashishi. Kidamrina Bi'alma, Hayerech Hamiyumenes. Right, the Yerech, which is mentioned somewhere else or whatever, that's the one, the Hey Hayadiyah. Right, the hay makes it something special, something that's already been defined somewhere else. Afkan vayer vayokr shel gmar bereishis toili biyom hashishi v'huva b'sivan shenitna bo Torah miribui the hay dorish beinomiha. Learn from that the extra hay yom hashishi. Not only is it the sixth day of creation, but it somehow depends on the sixth day of Sivan of later on. Dorish rab simoy b'shoa shigdimu Yisrael nasa l'nishma bo shishim. Ribui shel malachi asharis lechol echad ve'echad miYisrael kashru lo shnei ksarim echad kenegad nasa ve'echad kenegad nishma. When Klal Yisrael said nasa ve'nishma, 600,000 angels descended for every Jew, one angel, and gave them two crowns, one kenegad nasa and one kenegad nishma. V'kivan shechatu Yisrael yordu me'ev v'yesrim ribui malachi chavala. And since whence they sinned, 120,000, 1,200,000 angels, double 600,000, came down, malachi chabola, and they took the crowns away. Each angel took a different crown. Shenemar vayisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael es ed yom mehar choreif. From the word vayisnatzlu, they learned that it was two angels that came down and took away the crowns. So the Tosha says, vayisnatzlu, could have said vayinatzlu. Vayisnatzlu is mashma two angels. And he says, even though Mida Tova is Meruba Mida Peronios, so here's 1,200,000 Malachim for Malachi Chabala, as opposed to 600,000 for Malachim Tovim. Tosha says, no, that's exactly the point. Because to do something good, it was easier to do. So you only needed 600,000 angels. To take it away from them, you needed double the amount to be able to take it away, because Mida Roy is less than Mida Tova. The Marsha has a nice shot on this. He says that the ksharim that Klal Yisrael were given were Keser Kahuna and Keser Malchus to be Mashlim Keser Torah, which they accepted. So they had all three ksharim, and the Rebbeinu gave them Kuhuna and Malchus, and then that was 600,000 Malachim. And then Bizman Hachurbin, that's what it says. Vayishnas v'shos edyo mehar chorev. Har chorev is a hint to the Beis Hamikdash, which was chorev. Har chorev. It was a mountain, the Beis Hamikdash, which was destroyed. Since it was destroyed twice they were taken away the ksarim of Kahuna and Malchus. Once by Churban Bayis Rishon, and again by Churban Bayis Sheni. They lost those Kahuna and Malchus. Only Torah remained. So that's why you needed 1,200,000 Malachim. Once by Churban Bayis Rishon, 600,000, and once by Churban Bayis Sheni. And he said, Moshe Rabbeinu got, well, that's the next thing the Gemara says, Om Rav Chama Bar Chanina Bechorev Toanu Bechorev Parku. Right? They got these Ksarim Bechorev and they lost them Bechorev. Bechorev Toanu Kedamoran, Bechorev Parku, the Siva Yisrathum Ne Yisrael is Ed Yomehar Chorev. But that was the potential. Potentially, they lost the Kahuna and the Malchus by both Churbanos. Om Rav Yochanan, Bekulan Zacha Moshe Venotlan. Moshe Rabbeinu got them all. The Samech Leo Moshe Yikach Es HaOhel. Right next to this Pasuk, of the Yisnatzlu B'nei Yisrael, it says, Moshe Yikach. So not only Esa Oel, but he took everything that they lost. And the Lamaisa, that was the Koran Orponov, it says. That was his face shown from these Ksarim. These Ksarim were also from the Shechina. So his face shone from these Ksarim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Marsha, says, Kahuna and Malchus. He was a Kohen during Shiva Simei Amaluim, and he was a Melech. Vayhi Bishurim Melech refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu got it, and Omar Reish Lakish, Oser HaKadosh Baruch Lachzir and Lana, we're going to get both of these Ksarim back, Kahuna and Malchus, Shenamro Pduye Hashem Yeshuvun, Uvo Tzion Berina, the Simchas Olam Arosham, Simcha Shemei Olam Arosham, the Simcha that was once on their head, right, they will now have returned to them. Rashi, Shnei Ksarim, Miziv Shechina, these two ksorin, these two crowns, came from the splendor of the Shechina. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu got them. His face shone with the splendor of the Shechina. Me'aviyesrim kol echad echad notel keser. Each one, took away one crown. But the Rashi learns, not like that, he learns that both crowns were taken away, but they were taken away twice in the future from these malachim. Tanu aksorim v'hochi mashma es edyom asher hayu lohem. Right? They took away the crowns that they had originally had, mehar choreiv. V'choreiv parku, the mashma nomi v'yisnachs les edyom mehar choreiv. They were taken away because of har choreiv. And again, the Rashi learns har choreiv doesn't mean there at Sinai, it means later on by the Churban Habayis. Moshe yikach also edi. Moshe took those ksorim. Lashon acher es ha'ohel. Lashon bohalu nero. B'hu haya kiran arponav. Yikach Moshe es ohalo. It doesn't mean his tent. It means he took that shining like a candle that illuminated his face. Okay. Omer Rav Elazar b'shosh yigdimu Yisrael nasa l'nishma. Yotza baskol v'omra lohen migilo lebonai rozeh. When Klal Yisrael said, Nasa, before Nishma, a bas call went out and said, who revealed this secret to my children? Shemalachi Ashoris Mishamshim. The secret of Malachim functioned with this Nasa and Nishma. Dirsi Baruch Hashem Malachav Gibore Koach Osei Devaro Lishmoa Bekol Devaro. First Osei Devaro, they do, and then they hear. Right? Bereisha Osei V'Hodr Lishmoa. What it means is that they were makabel on themselves to do even before they knew what it was. In other words, Nasa v'nishma, right? We're going to do whatever you tell us, and now let's hear what you have to tell us. But we're not making our doing dependent on what we hear. Whatever we hear, we'll do. So that's that nasa v'nishma. They accepted to do before they knew what it was. Rashi, osei dvar l'shmo, muchanim lasos, kodem shiishmu. They're prepared to do, can't do anything until you know what it is. But they prepared, they committed themselves to do before they heard it. Not like most avodim. First they say, okay, tell me what it is, and I'll see if I can do it or not. And then once I hear it, I'll decide. Here, no matter what it is, we'll do it before. Omer Rav Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, may yichsiv k'tapuach ba'atzei hayar, loma nimshlu Yisrael tapuach. Why is Klal Yisrael compared to an apple? And Tosa says that this apple means an esrog, not a regular apple. An esrog is also called a tapuach. Lomer lecha matapuach zeh pirio kodem la'olav. Just like an esrog, stays on the tree for many years. So some of the fruit precedes the leaves. The leaves are shed, and new leaves come. And some of the fruit is still on the tree when the new leaves come. So that fruit came before the leaves. Most trees, the leaves come before the fruit. Here, since the fruit is on the tree for many years, some of the fruit is there before some of the leaves. Af Yisrael hikdimu nasa l'nishma, just like by an esrog tree, the fruit comes before the leaves. Klal Yisrael made the nasa before the nishma. Hahutz duki the chazei l'rova the kama'ayin b'shmaisa the yosva etz ba'asa didei tu sekara. Tzduki saw rova being ma'ayin in a sugya, and he was very engrossed in what he was doing, and he was sitting on his fingers. The kama'ayitz b'hu. And because he was sitting with such force on his fingers, they started to bleed. Omerle, I'm a psisa. You are a impulsive nation, right? You rush into things. The kadmisu pumaychulud naichu. You said you'll do before you even knew what it was, right? You committed yourself to things you didn't know what they were. Akati bepach zusaychu kamais. You're still impulsive. Right, you see, you don't know what you're doing. Right, you do things, you have no idea what they are. You just say you'll be macabre, you don't even hear to think what you're sitting on your hand, you don't even realize that your fingers are bleeding. You should have heard first to see if you could do it or not before you rushed in and say you'll do whatever it is. Right, and if not, you shouldn't have been macabre. You should have first heard and then deliberated and then decided what to do. Right, Amarle Anan this Ginan Bishle Musa Ksiv Ben Tumas Ksiv Bon Tumas Yisharim Tanche. We who are what's it called go with the Rabbanu Shalom. We trust him. We go betmimus with the Rabbanu Shalom. Right, we love him. We do it out of Ava. So we, what's it called, we trust him. So we said, whatever you'll tell us, we'll do. We trusted him. We didn't have to hear what he had to say. Hanach in shi, you, the sagan, the alilusa, you have no nemonis. You don't trust the Rabbanu Shalom. Sibuhu v'selach bog dimishadim. Your crookedness will be your downfall. So we did it out of love. We trusted the Rabbanu Shalom. Dr. Marashah says, Nas evenishma, Nas is going on mitzvah sasei, and that's Avas Hashem. Mitzvah sasei come from Avas Hashem. And nishma is, what's it called? We'll hear the lavim and not do them. One, we do the mitzvah sasei, and we listen to the lavim not to do them. And that comes from Yira. So first they had Avas Hashem. They trusted him, we'll do the mitzvah sasei. And then they had Yira, which was nishma. That's how he explains Nas evenishma. Okay, Rashi. Pirio kodem la'olav, kach darko v'choluk mishari lanos, chanotas perosov kodem la'olav. This apple tree, which Lactosus says again, means an esrog tree, is different than other trees. All other trees, the leaves come before the fruit, and when the leaves are shed, the fruit's not there anymore. So there's no fruit before leaves. But an esrog tree, the leaves come on, after some of the fruit's already on the tree. The fingers of his hand he put under, he was sitting on his fingers. The He was crushing them with his body. The Eno Mavim, he talked to him, he didn't realize it. He was so engrossed in the learning, he didn't realize that he's crushing his fingers. You rush into things. Before you knew what you were accepting, if it was too difficult or whatever, and if you could, what's it called, you could stand and accept it and exist with it, you already accepted it before you even knew what it was. The Saginon Bishleimusa, Hisalachnu Imo Betom Leiv. We went with the Rabbanu Shalom Betmimus. Right? We trusted him. Kederecha Osami Ava, like people who love and do things out of love. The Samachnu Allah, we trusted him. Shalo Yitanenu Bedover Shalo Nuchalamaba. We trusted the Rosh wouldn't give us something that we couldn't do. But you who go, what's it called, the other way, you don't trust the Rabbanu Shalom, so that's going to be your downfall. What else is here? I think we covered everything. As a maral also, it says, they were makabel the Torah me'ahava in the time of Achashverosh. How do we know that? So the maral says, because they added a new mitzvah, mikra megillah. If they didn't want the other mitzvahs, we were forced, they wouldn't have added one miratzah, right? We were forced to keep the mitzvahs, we're not going to add new mitzvahs. So if they added a new mitzvah, they'd show that the other ones are makabel already baratzon also. Okay, the rest we said already. Okay, yeah, what's that? Friday. No, the Torah was given, right, the Torah was given on Shabbos. So. According to Rabbanan, Moshe didn't add a day. No, there was no added day according to Rabbanan. Only Rabbi Yossi holds that it was an added day. Because the Torah, according to the Rabbanan, was given on the, what's it called, on the sixth day of Sivan, which was Shabbos, and everything started Taka from Thursday. So there was no added day. Just according to what's it called, Rabbi Yossi, you have to come up to the added day, because otherwise the Torah should have been given on Friday. The way he learns when the Prisha started or whatever, the Torah was already enough days of Prisha till Friday. The Rabbanan hold no. That if you work out the chronology, when everything was said, according to the Rabbanan, it started on Tuesday. If you work with Tuesday, it works out that the Torah will be given on Shabbos. But if according to Rabbi Yossi, everything started on Monday. So if you work out whatever happened day by day, everything should have been finished by Friday, not by Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to, the Rabbi Yossi has to add that extra day, not the Rabbanan.